worst day ever. No, I wasn't being dramatic, although I had been accused of that on more than one occasion, mostly by ex-boyfriends and blowhards who thought they knew me. Which, FYI, they did not.
Are you even listening to me, Officer McKenzie?
Yes, Captain Wolf, I am, I replied, meeting his steely gaze for a fleeting second. Even though he was sitting down, he still towered over me. At 5'4", I was used to having to crane my neck back to meet people's eyes, and most of the time it was because they thought they could stare me down and intimidate me. Well, it didn't work for Peter Prince in elementary school, and it sure as shit wasn't going to fly now. Besides, I had a gun, and that was a damn good shot. At least, I would once they reissued it to me. Right now, it was staring at me from beside Wolf's elbow, along with my badge.
How was the week off?
He asked, leaning back in his chair, the steel frame creaking a little with the movement.
Been keeping busy.
I glanced up briefly, then looked away. With blonde hair buzzed close to his head and steely gray eyes, Vale Wolf had an aura about him that scared the pants off of me. And anything that scared me, I tried to give a wide berth, and avoided looking at. If I could be in another zip code right now, I would be. Honestly, it sucked. Hard. He smiled with more teeth than necessary, making the grin look malevolent.
You could have gotten out of town, visited family.
I don't have any, I replied, trying not to fidget in my seat. When I fidgeted in my boss's presence, I felt like I was prey. Heaving a sigh, he flipped open a folder and scanned the contents.
You've only been with us for 8 days.
Ah, so that was my career record then. It felt like a statement I should have a rebuttal to, but it was the truth. Okay, so here's what happened. On my first day on the job, my partner and I got into some trouble. Yes, he was killed in front of me. Yes, I froze like a fucking deer in headlights. Or like someone who just found out that all those monsters she'd been told weren't real actually were.
You've been on compassionate leave for 7 days.
I held back my snarky reply. Captain Wolf was a scary motherfucker who didn't appreciate being interrupted. I figured that one out for myself on day one. Compassionate leave was a nice way to put it, though. I'd watched my partner die a horrible, horrible death, and just stood there. Then they told me not to come into work for a week while they decided my fate.
Are you still struggling with the reveal?
Wolf asked softly.
It's okay if you are. It's only been 6 months, but for many, adjusting to the new reality is hard.
The reveal was the day the world found out humans weren't the only ones living on this planet. It had all started with multi-billionaire John Davis and his shitheel son, Marcus. Marcus was convinced that dear old dad was running his auto manufacturing company into the ground, and as a result, running all of his inheritance into the ground. The solution, in Marcus's mind, was to hire a hitman to get rid of his father. The hitman, as it turned out, was Faye. And when Marcus was eventually arrested for conspiracy to commit murder, he sold the hitman out in order to save his own skin. In a much publicized trial, the hitman, a Faye named Kylan Perry, took the slight to heart and out on Marcus's ass. In front of the cameras, he let everyone see what he hid beneath his glamour while he tore Marcus Davis limb from limb. Literally. After that, all the supernaturals had come out to play, and all of them were monsters as far as I was concerned. I brushed away a piece of lint from my jeans and shrugged. I'm fine. I suspected we couldn't be the only ones out there, you know?